Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Evening, subjects of the Empire. You are listening to Live from Zarloth. That's your number one resource for breaking news.
You milked it.
I did. I am Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
Shut the hell up. It is our honor to bring you tonight's top stories from across the cosmos.
That's what you sounded like.
Despite our friendly banter.
So friendly.
Yeah, it's pretty friendly.
You do seem a little bit better this week. You seem
brighter. I feel
brighter.
More alive. I was going through something last week, and I didn't really want to bring it into work, and I feel like I did a pretty good job of maintaining a proper, happy disposition, and I'm sure you Earthlings could not tell.
Yeah, no indicators of any kind as to how you are feeling.
Breaking news!
That was fast.
Yeah, we're getting into it today. In current events, many of you are probably aware of the sentient meteor that seems to be intent on crashing into Zarloth 1, the site of our recording studio and current location. Rest assured, though, that while this may sound like a pressing matter, the meteor is not fast enough to catch up to the speed of our gravitational orbit. So he's just kind of following us around, and our team has actually captured a recording of this meteor in his pursuit of our planet. So, let's take a quick listen.
You in here? Come here! You get back here! Come here! You get back here right now! Come here! Come! You in here? Come here! You get back here! Come here! Come here!
That is all from the meteor. I've decided to call him Doug. I don't know if that is scientific, but it kind of sounds like a Doug.
It's an acronym.
Yes, what's it an acronym for, Ron?
No. Giant rock.
That is exactly what I was going for. That's why now we synced up on that.
And I've been stalked before, obviously being a big personality. I've been stalked, so this is no new thing to me, but this is the first time our planet as a whole has been stalked, and it's a little unsettling. I'm not going to lie. It's a bit unsettling.
It is. You know, like, the meteor showing up at press conferences and, like, trying to get meetings with Zarloth 1, and it's just like, you know, planets are going to be planets, and give us some space, you know? Right. Like, there's no need to be doing all that.
And after our last check-in with scientists, there's truly only a microscopic percentage of him ever catching us. It's about 50% right now.
Yeah, microscopic. There's really nothing to worry about.
You're flipping a coin.
Hey, flipping a coin. There we are again. Craft a wish. You know, I really enjoy our many check-ins with scientists, as you have mentioned. It's daily. We just pop into the local lab and just say, hey, scientists, everything good? Everything looking okay? And
how we doing, scientists?
Yeah, scientists, everything good. And they're like, yeah, everything's going good. It's all good. Yeah.
It is what the scientists sound like. That is not an exaggeration.
No, it's spot on.
It's what they sound like. It's not spacist.
Nope.
Find any Zarlothian scientists. I don't know what it is. Did they all agree on the voice?
We should also be clear. I could see how there could be a misconception from Earthlings, but I'm remembering that you have what you call scientists on Earth. There is literally a person on Zarloth 1 named Scientists, and he just kind of like runs a bakery.
Yes.
So we're just checking in on scientists and
checking in on scientists and when I said plural, what I meant by plural was that he kind of does this holographic recreation of himself.
It's pretty cool. It's like
so
a show.
He runs multiple shops, but it is technically
it's like
only
a chain.
One. Yeah, it's a chain. Yeah. It's a chain.
Yeah.
And I like, generally I wouldn't support a chain because I'm a person of the people.
That's right.
In this case, it's one guy. Holographic representation. It's not a hive mind thing.
It's
barely a chain.
It's like a small business, but also a chain, and it's called Applebee's because most of his pies contain apples and bees. Bees nuts. Gotcha, Earthlings. His shop's actually called Little Britches. Anyway, if you want to check out Little Britches and his pies, you just, you know, they're everywhere. So you hit that up.
It's worth it. It is so entirely worth it. Yeah. You know, he's one of the things that makes Peloton City so great.
Like, yeah.
For Earthlings unaware, our studio is centered in the capital of Zarloff here in Peloton City, and it's a beautiful place. And, well, right now, it's never been safer because of some breaking news.
Dong, dong, dong.
Well, if you're from Zarloff, you've already heard of him. But if you're new, there's a new Zarloffian vigilante who only goes by the name The Bug, who left 17 convicted criminals at the authorities' doorstep last night here in Peloton City. Authorities denounce his actions, and yet the streets have never been safer. One citizen who was recently saved by The Bug claims that after the rescue, he stated the following, unprompted.
No need to thank me, kid. Just make sure you look both ways before crossing the hyperspeedway. Hey, remember, it's what I do. It's not who I am. Wait, that didn't sound right. No, that's... Remember this. It's not what I am. It's who I do. Wait, that's even worse. No, let me try. Remember, great responsibility comes with great power. No, that was the... I was taking a dramatic pause. That wasn't even the end of the sentence. Remember, I do it for children. What? No, not like that. No, that's not what I meant. Look, you try coming up with a signature catchphrase. It's really hard. You know what? Forget I said anything. I'm going to go take a bubble bath and think on my sins. Ugh.
Well, in this anchor's opinion, that citizen could have not shared the clip and ruined the whole vibe for me, because I was really into this, and that kind of just mowed it down.
Yeah,
it
seemed kind of cool for a second, but he seems a little bit lost. He doesn't really know what's going on. I actually used to be a vigilante.
That is a insane claim to make out of nowhere. You are a coffee boy. I have footage of you being a coffee boy for the last 10 years. Are you telling me you left, barely slept, and were a vigilante by night?
At night, I was Fat Man.
You were not the Fat Man.
That's me.
No. There's simply no way to prove this.
Look at me. And let's, here, Tomlin, put a picture of the Fat Man up on the screen.
Thank yes, you. By all means. Thank you, Tomlin.
Yeah, see?
That looks nothing like you.
Put a picture of me side by side.
He's orange.
Yeah, well, that's the costume. You see, don't be fooled by him being 8 feet taller than me and being mostly orange and his eyes and limbs being in the wrong place. You can clearly tell that that is me just with some prosthetics.
Yeah, you wearing 8 feet of prosthetics.
Yeah, well, what's so hard to believe about that?
Everything, Herc.
Look at me. I'm going to come into work tomorrow wearing 8 feet of prosthetics, and you're going to believe that it... You know what? Actually, no. Hold on. 1 second. It's in my locker. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, while you're off doing that...
I'll be right back.
I have a couple things I'd like to say about The Bug. You know, an actual vigilante.
I'm getting my stuff.
That's great, Herc. Love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
The Bug. While obviously still working on some branding, I feel like is one of the best things in Peloton City as far as morale goes. I think he is putting hope back in the hearts of people who maybe feel a bit...
I'm back!
Hello, Herc.
See?
You literally took baby food from the fridge and smeared it across your body. I can see the empty can of Gerber baby food. You have smeared...
No, I didn't.
You're dripping!
No, see, this
is falling off. I could taste it right.
This is the Fat Man costume, see? It's part of the costume.
It's Gerber baby food.
Well, whose baby do we have in the studio?
Michael Wave has a son.
Yeah. Little toaster oven.
Who, like I knew would happen, made a complete recovery, wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, the Vladipus thing, he's good.
Yeah, he's completely fine. But yeah, we still have Gerber baby food, because that's what he likes, and
yeah,
that's what
I mean,
he deserves.
If you like, I mean, he's like 15, but you know, if you like it, you like what you like.
You like what you like, and he likes Gerber baby food.
But I am not covered in Gerber baby
you
food.
You are clearly
This is my costume, these are my prosthetics.
And you're missing 8 feet.
Oh.
Where's the rep?
1 second.
Well, now you're just
go get it.
You're just standing
I'm gonna
up.
Go get it.
Oh, good grief. That to say, the bug, a real... That's great, Herc!
Love you!
Love you too, Herc! The bug, a real vigilante, unlike my esteemed delusional co-host, could make a positive... Holy moly.
I'm back! I'm going back!
Where is Herc Dercules?
I'm the fat man!
I can see this.
Yes.
Where is my friend and what have you done with him?
It's all right, citizen. The little Glorbanian who you saw before is perfectly safe.
Tomlin, is Herc all right?
I'm the famed vigilante, the Fat Man.
I don't know how this is, and yet I'm sorry, I can't believe I...
I snuck into the studio to be a part of your show, because were talking about that... That guy, the bug, I almost said a slur.
That's amazing, the fat man. And yet, I must warn you, my co-host has been attempting to impersonate you.
What?
He's been trying to convince me that you... He's been besmirching your name.
Besmirching my name? In what way?
Well, he claims he's... Sir, if I may be so bold, he's nothing.
Please, call me sir.
Yes, sir. Sir.
Thanks.
You're welcome, sir. Sir.
You can continue now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, stop saying all that.
I agree, sir. I don't remember what I was going to say.
You were asking me, you were telling me that handsome little Glorbanian was impersonating me, you had other things to say to me. What is it?
Well, that's the thing, sir. You were a beacon for years and years, and...
I was a beacon. Shining bright.
Shining ever
I
so bright,
I brought many spaceships into port.
That you did. You are a lighthouse to many,
and literally.
Not to sully the name of my co-host, but sir, he has been attempting to convince people that the fat man was a Glorlobian or something. A
That's 1,000 credits to charity, which I've been told by my good friend, Herc Dercules. He told me that he's actually quite cool.
How did you know about the 1,000 credits thing?
He told me, and it's written on a whiteboard over there.
So it is.
There's currently about 3 ticks on that board.
I'm sorry, sir. You're saying you fraternize.
Please. Call me sir.
Sir, you're telling me you fraternize with Herc Dercules. He's barely a creature.
Whoa! That seems a little overboard. He's a good little fellow. Seems like he'll be delicious one day. And we've met from time to time. Yes, you could say that we have fraternized with each other. Yes, but I save Peloton City, and I am well known throughout the galaxy for my crime-fighting abilities.
Sir, not to be rude, your skin is dripping.
What? No, it's just orange.
It's collecting on the ground, sir.
It's probably toxic. You probably don't want to try it.
It smells like baby food.
That's all part of the game. It's an intimidation tactic for... my enemies.
Could you say that last set of 2 words again?
My enemies.
That's not how you said it, sir.
Nope, I said it just like that. There's nothing wrong with how I said it. I'm the fat man, and I saved the galaxy. I remember a time where I was facing my grave nemesis, the... Can't remember. It's been so long since I've been the fat man that I don't even remember my own name. Yes, I do. It's the fat man. I said it about 20 times. I remember a time when I went to battle against my grave nemesis, and he punched me so hard in the throat that I... vomited out my butt, and things got messy. And honestly, I killed him. And that, you know, I'm not proud of that, but things happen in the heat of battle, and I don't think anyone should be judging about stuff like that.
Tomlin, could you check to make sure Herc Dercules is back in the locker room?
I'll go get him. Don't send Tomlin, I'll go get him. I'll be right back.
Are you sure, the fat man?
Yeah, I'll be back.
I mean, sir, if that is your real name.
It is. Please call me sir. I'll be back.
Well, whoever that was, I know the bug is exclusively a paragon of virtue, and Mr. the Bug, if given the opportunity, we'd love to have you in the studio.
I'm back. I'm back. It's me, Herc Hercules. I'm back. Sorry, I couldn't find my stuff back there.
Are you cleaning off your regular color again?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm a Glorbanian, which, you know, is great news, because as long as you are saying it incorrectly, we're sending credits to charity. I passed my friend, the fat man, in the hall, and he said you all were looking for me, so he sent me back, and he told me that you had said, you said Gorlabian or something again, as you do, and now we get to donate to charity. So let's talk about charity.
So you're saying, first off, we have to address this, because there was an outlandish claim you made, Herc.
What?
You can't yes-and your way out of this one.
I might. I'm okay at it.
And you are. And yet, you claimed...
Yes?
...that you were and? The fat man.
Well, in a past life, in a way, I was spiritually the fat man, even if not physically.
So you're saying, in a way, because we all supported the fat man, we were all the fat man?
Exactly.
So why'd you put baby food on your body?
Because it was an idea. There was an idea to save the universe. If the fat man could take on the responsibility of 1,000,000,000 souls and bring hope to the hopeless, then maybe, just maybe, we would all feel a little bit better about ourselves and not be so anxious all the freaking time. That was the idea.
Interesting idea. I've never been more confused by an idea.
You know who would really know about this?
Oh,
is the fat man. I know where he's at. I'll go get him real quick. 1 second.
No, Herc, were you trying to do news?
Nope, I gotta get the fat man. I'll be back.
All right, well, while Herc is gone, I'm gonna give a bit of breaking news that has just come through, and maybe the fat man will have something to say about it. Breaking news! Renowned explorer Magicus has much to share after his latest venture past the Outer Rims. He claims to have discovered a small grassy planet, orbiting a sun that had the face of a human baby. Upon said planet, he discovered 4 illiterate aliens who had been trapped in a hill, all held hostage by an eldritch horror who had chosen to take the shape of a vacuum cleaner. The 4 victims are currently being treated for what could possibly be irreparable mental damage, and Magicus is also undergoing psychiatric evaluations after making eye contact with the vacuum cleaner.
It's me, the fat man.
Hello, the fat man.
Yeah, I'm back. You were giving some news?
I was giving news. There's an eldritch horror that Magicus has discovered past
the
Outer Rims.
Oh, Magicus, I remember a time when me and Magicus were on a mission to a little grassy planet, and there were 4 illiterate aliens, and there was one named Poe, and there was one named Tinky Winky, and there were 2 others, and they were afraid for their lives from an eldritch horror shaped like a vacuum cleaner.
So you're telling... That is exactly what they described. Orbiting a sun...
With the face of a baby.
The face of a human baby.
The fat man knows everything, and also, as I just said, I was there.
Well, they were... Magicus claims that they were held hostage by this creature, and yet you didn't... Fat man, you did nothing.
It was a sting operation. We went in, we looked at the illiterate aliens, we said, we're good, and then we left.
You pulled an Operation Desert Beagle, went in,
yeah.
Found them, said, we're good.
We're good. That vacuum cleaner was heckin' scary. I don't know what to tell you. The fat man still has fear in his bones. I'm not immortal.
I'm sorry, fat man.
Please, call me sir.
Sir, I...
Thank you.
I was being aggressive earlier. I had reason to doubt.
Yeah, you came at me.
Yes, my friends, or I don't know what to call them, had been making claims, and turns out it was just psychological claims. He's a big fan, and
well, lots of people are.
I was confused, and I don't mean to make a claim or accuse you of your clearly dripping orange skin with a reddish tint underneath.
I'm getting older.
It happens, and I'm sorry, and I was out of line, and I'd like to apologize to the cosmos. You're a true hero, sir.
Apologies are like fairy dust. They're gonna
But you know, to the fat man, it all is okay. I forgive you, little Gomodian, who's so short and small, and is probably worse at discussing the news than this young Lorbanian, who is just a really stand-up kind of a kind of person.
Well, I wish I could agree with you there, Fat Man, but ask anyone tell you.
The Fat Man commands you to say that you appreciate your co-host, Herc Dercules, as he informed me his name was in the hall as I passed him just now. He came to get me.
I see. I'm sorry, Fat Man, but as much as my respect
Please.
For you carries...
Call me sir.
Forgive me, sir.
Thank
but
you.
But as much as I credit what you have done over the years, I cannot oblige your senility over something that is just simply wrong. You could ask anyone in this studio and they'd all say that, how should I put this? Herc is a little bit of a craft-a-wish child of our own. Where are the villains to...
I'm sure that's not true.
Oh, it's quite
He's
true.
He's worked his way up through serving coffee and being a spiritual vigilante of sorts.
Oh, of sorts, yes. But listen to him flounder and struggle. You can ask Tomlin or the producer.
No, he's never...
Oh, he does his best. He does his best, but...
At least he doesn't stumble over his words and make up stuff like twisted and...
It's all part of my charm, Fat Man.
It's Herc Dercules. Stop saying all that crap about me. It's me.
Fat Man. You're doing an incredible impression of...
Uh-oh. Listeners, I've gone too deep. I have convinced Ron by accident that I am the Fat Man, which I am, but I don't think he sees the... I was lying before when I said that it was a spiritual sense, when really it's a very physical sense. I am, in fact, the Fat Man.
Why would you lie to me?
Because it's so fun. And I haven't had an opportunity to bring out the Fat Man prosthetics. As you can see, I am completely covered in. And honestly, the baby food was just too good to pass up on. That smell came down the hallway. I didn't need it. I have, like, orange paint in my locker, and I would never do orange hand. But
the baby food smelled real good. This is very clearly orange hand, for one.
Look,
and secondly...
If it's my whole body, then is it really...
Yes, that makes it so much worse.
I don't think so.
It's worse when it's the whole body. That said, Herc, do you realize why we don't take you seriously?
You just found out that I am one of the most famous vigilantes in the universe.
Who clearly did nothing. You were serving coffee. Oh, the Fat Man did nothing. He didn't save.
No, that
he didn't
was
save. What was it? These poor illiterate aliens in the hill. He could have saved their lives.
That was just one opportunity.
And you messed it up. The bug is a real hero.
If you
the bug is a true vigilante.
My, give me a
who's
break.
Who's bringing real justice?
The bug, send me an email, and I will beat you to death with it.
You can't beat. You can't.
Yes, I can.
You can't beat people to death with an email.
The Fat Man can.
The Fat Man.
I've got all
isn't real.
Of I've got a utility belt, and I am 8 feet taller than I. So I'm 11 feet tall, I suppose. I have all kinds of skills. I've been hiding this for so long, but I am the Fat Man. And while I may have never saved those illiterate aliens on the planet, I have saved millions and millions of more illiterate aliens. Honestly, it was probably the illiterate thing more. The vacuum cleaner was like mediocre scary, like medium zesty scary. But there's, you know, those aliens, they couldn't read or write or talk so good. They went, "Bah-doh!" And I just... Honestly, I didn't give a shit. I don't care.
So, this hero.
Work it out.
Doing orange hand all the time.
Orange body.
Still worse.
It's better.
Who was selective over what species he saved.
Yeah, based on literacy, yeah.
Based on literacy. Based on education. So, you see how this hero wasn't so much a vigilante as much as he was a vessel for a very specific demographic.
A demographic called heroism. And the Zarlafian spirit. Thank you, Ron, for pointing out to all of our listeners how much of a hero Herc Dercules, the Fat Man, really is. I thank you for bringing this to my attention. I didn't know just how beloved I really was.
Herc.
But now that it's out there, I feel relieved. I also, you know, out there, I kind of volunteered it all by myself.
You really did put it all out there, Herc. Yeah. And if I can be completely honest, some of us are dealing with actual real things.
Oh, like the bug? Like, what the heck?
Not
like,
the bug, but this whole government the bug mess. Sucks. Like, we have Doug on our tail.
Oh, no,
we've
it's your ex.
I'm trying to report. I'm trying to do real things.
Ex-girlfriend, like, getting
that's not what this is. This is a real problem,
in a
Herc.
Twist. Like, is that what this is all about?
Some of us were made for this. We're built just for this. And then some of us just bumbled their way in here.
I didn't bumble my way
you
in anywhere.
You bumbled your way up here from barely sleeping, being spacist off in the streets at night.
I had to kill like 3 people to get this job. What are you talking about? I worked super hard.
What did you just say?
Well, that's about all the time that we have. This has been Herc Dercules, a.k.a. the Fat Man.
Did you just say you killed 3 people?
And that's Ron Spackman over there, and I may have let drop, let's not even, we'll talk about it next time. You know, don't even worry about it.
I'd really like to talk about
honestly,
this
let's
now.
Honestly, let's just scrap this entire episode. You know, I was lying before. I'm not the Fat Man. You know, I never even killed, you know, I've never killed anybody. If you really think about it, this is the end of the episode. We'll see you next time, baby girl.
And Herc, this is important. We have to talk about
please.
This.
Please. Call me sir.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guest Dion Castro as The Bug. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
Yeah. Yeah, 8 feet of prophetics. I'm a prophet!
Hot damn.
8 feet. 8 feet of prosthetics. You are wearing eight... Yeah, you wearing 8 feet of prosthetics.
Yeah, what's so hard to believe about that?
Everything, Herc.